I'd like you to turn with me to Isaiah chapter
53.
Leadership is God's idea.
Kepemimpinannya eta ide rancang Gusti.
It's a wonderful opportunity to give people something else to follow in life.
Di kesempatan endah kanggo masihan hiji hal kanggo diterapkan dina kehidupan.
Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice and they follow me."
Yesus nyarios, domba kami ngadengeken jeng maranana nualuturken kami.
And as we imitate Jesus, we must be living lives that are giving other people something to follow.
Kalau seorang nualuturken Yesus, orang kedah jantan hiji kehidupan anu tiasa ditaluturken.
So many leaders are coming back to where people are at.
Pemimpin anu hirupna sapertos jalmi biasa.
But I want to encourage you to make sure that your life is giving people something to follow.
Yang api hoyong masihan sumanget kacarek kanggo mastikan yang sadarek masihan hirup kanu sanes naluturken.
Then you're a leader.
Nambe sadarek disebut pamimpin.
We've been speaking about the importance of your heart.
Perang partos nyaros ngenaan penting na hati sadarek.
Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, because out from it spring the issues of life."
Teloka pasal 4 ayat 27, masing asak nyekir sabab anu nangtukeun warteg hirup teh nyata pikiran tea.
Your life is determined by what's happening in your heart.
Kahirupan saderek ditangtukeun kunaon anu kajantenan dilebet hati saderek.
Your attitude is determined by what's in your heart.
Sikap saderek ditangtukeun kunaon anu aya di hati saderek.
The direction or course of your life is determined by what's in your heart.
Arah atau napi maksud hirup saderek ditangtukeun kunaon anu di hati saderek.
And the success or prosperity of your life relates directly to what's in your heart.
Sukses atau napi makmur hirup saderek hubungan langsung sareng naon anu aya dina hate.
And thank God we have Jesus to build our heart the way He would have it to be.
Puji Gusti urang kaduh Yesus anu ngawangun hate salu sareng sarana.
In Isaiah chapter 53 verse 10 it says, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand."
Yesaya 53 ayat 10, Pangeran ngadawuh, "Eta geus pangersa kami, anjeunna kudu sangsara. Pupus jadi korban pikeun nebus dosa. Ku jalan kitu yuswana bakal panjang sarta piningalieun turunanana. Ku jalan anjeunna pangersa kami bakal ngajadi."
Why would it please the Lord to bruise Jesus, as the scripture here says?
Kunaon ieu nyenangkeun hate Gusti kanggo kasangsaraan Yesus sapertos ayat ieu?
Because in the last part of the verse it teaches us that the pleasure of the Lord will prosper in Christ's hand.
Kumargi dina bagian akhir ngajarkeun urang kasenangan Pangeran baris hasil di panangan Kristus.
Because of the suffering and death of Jesus, all of God's pleasure can prosper.
Kumargi sangsara sareng pupusna Kristus, sadayana kahoyong Pangeran kacumponan.
And you are God's pleasure.
Eta teh nyenangkeun Pangeran.
You are what prospers in Christ's hand.
Eta teh naon anu Pangeran hoyong dina panangan Kristus.
It's your destiny, your calling, your future, your ministry.
Eta teh tujuan, panyaur, diharepeun, pelayanan saderek.
It will all prosper because of who Jesus is.
Barang baris hasil kumargi saha Yesus.
The Bible teaches us what God's pleasure is.
Alkitab ngajarkeun urang naon anu kamanah ku Gusti.
In Revelation chapter 4 verse 11 it says, "And for his pleasure you were and are created."
Wahyu 4 ayat 11, nyaku karana pangersa Gusti, pangna eta sadaya ayeuna aya.
So making you gives God's pleasure.
Janten saderek kamanah.
In Psalm 35 it says, "God takes pleasure in prospering his people."
Yabur 35, Pangeran gumbira kumargi kasajahteraan umatna.
So blessing you gives God pleasure.
Sadarek diberkahan masihan kagumbiraan kanggo Gusti.
In Luke 11:32 it says, "Do not fear, little flock. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom."
Lukas 12:32, Ulahon jewang e barisan letik sabab ku kasaning nu jadi lama maraneh teh diganjar eta kerajaan.
Yes, it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Mohon, eta anu kamana ku Gusti kanggo masian saderek kerajaanana.
So it gives God pleasure to place you in His kingdom.
Eta mangrupikeun kagumiran kang Allah kanggo netepkeun saderek di kerajaanana.
And in Ephesians chapter 1, we're taught that He gives you the mystery of His will, and it's His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself.
Urang diajar yen mantena masian rahasia tika hoyongna sareng eta kagumiran Allah anu sae di mana mantena nunjukkeun ka dirina lila.
So listen to those four things again that gives God pleasure.
Tangukeun ka opat hal anu masian kagumiran kanggo Gusti.
Making you, blessing you, placing you, and purposing you.
Ngabentuk, ngaberkahan, nempatkeun sareng nunjukkeun saderek.
That's the pleasure that prospers in Christ's hand.
Eta teh kagumbiran anu masihan kasejahteraan dina panangan Kristus.
And it starts, that prosperity starts in your heart.
Kasejahteraan ngawitan ti hate.
Have a look with me at 3 John verse 2.
Urang tingali 3 Yohanes pasal 1 ayat 2.
In 3 John, verse 2, it says, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.
3 Yohanes, pasal 1 ayat 2, panada simkuring, mugi saderek tetap sehat walafiat lahir batin.
You can prosper in life in the very way that your soul prospers.
Saderek tiasa sejahtera dina kehidupan, saderek dina dimana jiwa saderek uge sejahtera.
But you have to get your soul prospering.
Nanging saderek kedah nginginkeun jiwa sejahtera.
A prosperous heart will lead to a prosperous life.
Hate anu sejahtera baris nyandak kana kahirupan anu sejahtera.
And God wants that. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His people.
Allah mikah hoyong kitu, mantena bungah dina kasejahteraan umatna.
Jesus Christ gave His life so that the pleasure of the Lord can prosper in Christ's hand.
Yesus Kristus masian hirupna dugi ka Allah bunga.
But people allow things to happen in their soul that keep them in defeat and keep them living below the standard God's called them to.
Angin seseorna jalmi ngijinkan sabeberapa hal kajantenan kena jiwana di mana nyandak aranjana dihandap standar anu Allah pasikeun.
Prosperous soul means a prosperous life.
Jiwa anu sejahtera hatinai kehirupan anu sejahtera.
A defeated soul means a defeated life.
Jiwa anu eleh hartina kehirupan anu eleh.
Negative soul, negative life.
Jiwa anu negatif, kehirupan anu negatif.
Faith-filled soul, faith-filled life.
Iman ngesian jiwa, iman ngesian kehirupan.
Jesus said, good man out of the good treasure in his heart brings forth good things.
Yesus nyeros jalmi anu gaduh jujur dina hatena baris ngadatangkeun hal-hal anu sae.
It's what's in your heart that your life brings forth.
Anu aya dina hati saderek anu baris mancarkeun kehirupan.
So many people see their life sabotaged because of the defeat in their heart.
Jeur jalmi ningali hirup aranjeuna disabotase kumargi aranjeuna ngalaman eleh dina hatena.
Have you ever noticed how a person can win a lottery and then after that everything in their life seems to go wrong?
Saderek merhatikeun kumaha urang tiasa kenglit lotre saparantos eta sadaya kahirupan aranjeuna katingal mapahna lepat.
They get sick or they get divorced or their family falls apart and they lose all the money.
Aranjeuna udur atanapi perseria kulawargana papisah kalangitan sadaya artosna.
Why does that happen?
Naon eta sadaya kajantenan?
Because of what's in their soul.
Eta kumargi naon anu kajantenan dilebet hatena.
And no matter what happens around you in life, what's in your soul will bring your life back down to the level of your soul.
Sareng teu paduli naon anu kajantenan di sakulingna, anu aya dina jiwana sareng baris nyandak kahirupan sareng tingkat di mana jiwa sareng aya.
Some people think it's because, you know, in a lottery the money's cursed.
Tapi baraha jalmi ngimut jeung sareng terang dina lotre atos eta mangrupakeun.
But money is money.
Aing artos mah artos.
In a gambler's hand, it's gambling money.
Di tangan tukang judi, eta teh judi.
In a drug runner's hand, it's drug money.
Panangan tukang mabok, eta teh artos mabok.
But in the hand of the righteous, it's righteous money.
Nanging di tangan anu leres, artos teh leres.
And in my hand, it's my money.
Panangan abdi teh artos abdi.
Money takes on the nature and the personality of the person whose hand it's in.
Artos nunjukkan sikap alami sareng kepribadian di saurang di mana artos eta aya.
You see, it's not the money that being cursed that would destroy a gambler.
Terang terang, sanes artos anu nyandak panyapa anu ngancurkan saurang penjudi.
But if you throw prosperity at them and it's not happening in their heart, then what is in their heart will soon bring their money down to that level. Mata
saderek masian kesejahteraan eta ka aranjina sareng kesejahteraan moal kajantenan di lebet hati aranjina naon anu aya di lebet hati aranjina eta peris nyandak kahirupan aranjina ka tingkat eta.
Somebody might ask, how do you set somebody up in a small business?
Pengetana inu naros, kumaha saderek ngabantu kanggo usaha alit?
And sadly, sometimes the answer is just give them a big business and wait.
Jadina kadang malerna kieu, pastikeun bae usaha anu ageung sareng antosan.
Because if their heart is not prospering, what is in their heart will soon shrink the business down to the level of their heart.
Bagi jiwa di hati aranjeuna teu aya kamakmuran, nanu aya di hati aranjeuna baris bisnisna dileuleupkeun.
Many people think they should be pastoring a big church. They want to move to the city so they can pastor a big church. But believe me, you prosper in the way that your soul prospers. So if your heart is not enlarged, you will soon shrink the church down to the size of your heart.
Dan upami hati saderek minta diagengkeun gereja saderek Paris tilelep sapertos ukuran ti hati.
I've seen in different parts of the world where two churches have come together to build one church.
Sering ningali sebagian dunia di mana dua gereja partos kerja sasarengan kanggo ngawangun gereja.
And almost every time the one church soon shrinks down to the size that only one of those churches was before.
Hampir tiap waktu hiji gereja Paris tilelep karena ukuran di mana ngan hiji ti gereja eta anu parantos tilelep sarta acana.
Because it'll shrink down to the size of the leadership.
Margi hal eta baris tilelep saluyu sareng agengna hiji kapamimpinan.
Prosperity comes out of your soul.
Kasejahteraan keluar ti jiwa saderek.
If you throw prosperity at a person and it's not in their heart, it'll soon shrink down to what is in their heart.
Pamisare ngalungkeun kasajatraan ka saurang sareng eta aya di lebet hate aranjeuna, hal eta bari tilelep salu naon anu aya dina hatena.
So again, we have to get the right things into our heart.
Kali deui urang kedah ngalebetkeun hal-hal anu leres ka hate urang.
We need to allow our soul to be stretched and enlarged.
Urang kedah ngantep jiwa urang diagengkeun.
So that it produces the right things in our life.
Jika orang tiasa menghasilkan hal anu leres dina kehidupan orang.
Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
Keloka 23 ayat 7, mangga sing kinging carekna padahal cek hati nama lain gitu.
Do you know even a church or a ministry has a soul or a heart?
Nah, sadarek terang hiji gereja tanapi pelayanan gaduh jiwa tanapi hati.
The soul or heart of a church is its leadership, its key people, its core people.
Jiwa tarapi hate hiji gereja aya dilebet pamimpin aranjeuna teh jalmi konci.
And if the soul of a church isn't prospering, the church will never prosper.
Pami jiwa hiji gereja teu sejahtera, gereja eta moal pernah sejahtera.
So if the soul of the church is filled with backbiting or gossip or criticism or negativity, how's the church going to prosper?
Pami jiwa hiji gereja diisi gosip, kritik, sareng hal negatif, sanesna kumaha gereja eta tiasa sejahtera.
Many leaders think if they just had a bigger program or could go to a church growth seminar, it would make all the difference.
Dar pamimpin-pamimpin ngimut yen umpami aranjeuna gaduh program anu langkung agung atanapi tiasa angkat ka seminar pertumbuhan gereja eta baris masihan perbentenan. Aranjeuna
I think the answer is to have a new program or to do something different outwardly.
Gaduh program anu enggal atanapi ngalakukeun hiji hal anu benten panyaban luarna wungkul.
But what we have to do is get the soul of our church prospering.
Nangon anu kedah urang lakukan kanggo nginginkan jiwa ti gereja urang sejahtera.
Take the time to develop and build your leadership.
Tandap waktu kanggo ngawangun sarang ngembangkan kepemimpinan urang.
Get the right spirit in them. Get the right attitude in them.
Kaduh roh anu leres di lebetna, dugi sikap anu leres di lebetna.
And then your church can prosper in the same way as its soul prospers.
Gereja saderek tiasa sejahtera di mana jiwa-jiwa oge sejahtera.
I pastor a church in Sydney, Australia.
Abdi ngembangkan gereja di Sydney, Australia.
It's the most wonderful church on earth.
Kata gereja anu pang indahna di bumi.
It's God's blessed our church. It's grown to about 4,500 people.
Gusti parantos ngaberkahan gereja abdi sareng parantos tumubuh 4,500 jalmi.
And right at this moment, we've been believing God and raising finance for our facilities and our building.
Ena nuju mercantenkeun ka Gusti baris ningkatkeun dana kanggo ngembangkan fasilitas di gedong abdi.
And I've been speaking to various people in the church.
Abdi pantos nyarios ka sababaraha jalmi di gereja.
Our staff and our pastors have committed themselves to giving so much finance.
Padamal sareng gembala tos komitmen ka dirinya lira kanggo nyumbangkeun dana.
And some of the key business people have really got involved, which is exciting.
Sareng sabaraha jalmi konci dina bisnis leres-leres parantos ngiring aup dina hal ieu nyenangkeun.
And then I spoke to all of the leadership of the church. It was around 700 or 800 people, and they gave sacrificially.
Lajana abdi nyarios kasaraya pamimpin di lebet gereja kurang langkung 700 juga 800 jalmi sareng aranjana masihan sareng teh anu rido.
And then when I spoke to the rest of the church, it seems like they didn't give to the same degree as all of the leadership.
Atus abdi nyarios kasadaya jemaat katingalina aranjana teu masihan ku ukuran nu sami sareng para pamimpin.
And at first I got discouraged by that. But then I began to realize what a prosperous soul our church has got.
Lajengna abdi ngawitan sadar yang gereja abdi gaduh jiwa anu diberkahan.
I began to realize the way that those leaders are laying down their lives points to why our church is growing and blessed.
Abdi ngawitan sadar yang ku kahirupan para pamimpin ngajantenkeun gereja tumuwuh sareng diberkahan.
The church is prospering in the way its soul is prospering.
Gereja abdi diberkahan sareng jiwa-jiwa anu diberkahan.
That's why it's worth taking the time to build and develop leadership.
Wargeta penting kanggo ngaduh waktu ngawangun sareng ngembangkeun kapamimpinan.
If you get the right thing into people's hearts, they will prosper and the ministry and church will prosper.
Pamisa derek ngalebetkeun hal anu leres dina hati jalmi aranjeuna bari sejahtera, pelayanan sareng gerejana bari sejahtera.
They prosper in the way that their soul prospers.
Aranjana sejahtera di mana jiwana sejahtera.
And I want to give you some keys to a prosperous soul.
Abdi hayang masihkan kunci kanggo jiwa anu sejahtera.
There are things you can do for your heart that will cause it to produce the kind of life you believe in God for.
Hal anu saderek lakukeun kanggo hati saderek dugi ngahasilkeun kehidupan anu saderek percaya ka Hoyong Gusti.
I know that the will of God is to bless you.
Saderek terang ka Hoyong Gusti nyaeta kanggo ngaberkahan saderek.
He told his old covenant people he would give them a future and a hope.
Mantena nyareos dina perjanjian lami mantena baris ngaberkahan pika payudeun sareng harepan.
We live in a new covenant which we're told has better promises and a better hope.
Urang cicing di perjanjian anyar di mana disarukeun urang gaduh janji sareng harepan langkung sae.
So how much more do we have a future and a hope?
Kada saparaseur pika payuneun sareng harepan anu langkung sae.
And you can have a prosperous soul.
Aranjeun baris gaduh jiwa anu sejahtera.
You can overcome defeat and discouragement.
Sareng biasa ngatasi eleh sareng penggas harepan.
You can overcome inferiority and insecurity.
Sareng biasa ngatasi kelemahan sareng teu aman.
Hurt, guilt, bitterness, loneliness.
Pahit, rumasa salah, kapahitan, kasepian.
Rejection or hopelessness.
Ditampik atau napi putus harapan.
You can overcome those things and build a prosperous soul.
Sareng biasa ngawangun jiwa anu kasejahtera kanggo ngatasi hal eta.
But there are certain things you need to do.
Beberapa hal anu pasti anu priyogi lakukeun.
Number one.
Nomor hiji.
You have to get your soul educated.
Saderek kedah ngadidik jiwa saderek.
I'd like you to turn with me to Proverbs chapter 19, verse 2.
Di hayong muka siloka pasal 18 ayat 2.
In Proverbs 19, verse 2, it says, also it is not good for a soul to be without knowledge.
Siloka pasal 18 ayat 2, sumanget ngagedur ke arif bari jeng uwuh pangartimah jang naon.
It's not good for your soul to be without knowledge, the word says.
Sesaya kanggo jiwa saterek, teaya pangerti kitu dawuhan Gusti.
You know, a psychologist can have a degree in psychology and still live their life on antidepressant tablets.
Saya terang, seorang psikologi tiasa gaduh sarjana psikologi, sareng tetap hirup sareng tablet antidepresi.
A person can have a master's in communication and still get divorced and remarried 3 or 4 times in one lifetime.
Orang biasa yang gelar master komunikasi tetap cerai sareng nikah 3 dugi 4 kali.
Somebody else may have a business degree and spend their whole life with cash flow problems.
Jadi misalnya panginten kenging sarjana bisnis sareng nyepkeun sadaya hirupna sareng masalah artos.
And there are many people who have a doctorate in theology but have no idea how to build a ministry or a church.
Yang ni gaduh gelar doktor teologi naing tengar tos kumaha cara ngawangun hiji pelayanan antara gereja.
Because they're educated but their soul isn't.
Aranjeuna teu terpelajar nanging jiwana mah.
And it's your heart that determines the course of your life.
Ati sadayak anu nangtukeun kahirupan sadayak.
And of course we're taught in the word that if we know the truth shall set us free.
Supaya orang diajar pangandika Gusti upami orang terang bebenaran eta anu baris ngabebaskeun urang.
So it comes back to getting the truth into your heart to set you at liberty and to set you free to be who God's called you to be.
Eta perkais bebenaran anu lebet dina hati sadayak anu baris ngamardekakeun sareng ngabebaskeun kanggo janten sapertos panyaur Gusti.
You need to teach your soul what the word of God says.
Sadayak peryogi ngawulang jiwa sadayak sapertos pangandika Gusti.
Make sure if you're teaching other people what the word says that you're teaching it to your own soul.
Pastikan pamirsa sadayak ngawulang jalmi sanes naon anu pangandika Gusti saurkeun janten sadayak nuju ngawulang ka jiwa sadayak.
The psalmist said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Pamazmur nyarios, abdi diciptakeun ati-ati sareng endah.
And he goes on and says, marvelous are your works, Lord, and that my soul knows very well.
Anjeunna neraskeun cariosana, sugri damel Gusti ajaib, dikahelokeun eta abdi terang pisan.
He was teaching his soul what the word of God said.
Anjeunna nuju ngawulang jiwa perkawis pangandika Gusti.
He said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Anjeunna nyarios, abdi diciptakeun ati-ati sareng endah.
And his soul understood that.
Jiwana terang kana eta.
So when he faced opposition or crisis,
dan waktu semayunan tantangan sareng krisis,
what was in his soul still kept him on course in life.
Anu aya dina jiwana baris ngajaga kahirupan.
So many people's heart is filled with such negativity that when the crisis comes, then they can't stand on what the word says.
Tentang jalmi-jalmi diisi ku hal-hal anu negatif faktos krisis dongkap nepi ka aranjeunan teu tahan kana pangandika Gusti.
It's not good for your soul to be without knowledge.
Ieu teu sae kanggo jiwa sadayak teu aya pangarti.
We have to get into the right school.
Urang kedah lebet ka sakolah anu leres.
Maybe in your village you never got the chance to go to school.
Tangitan di tempat sadayak teu aya kesempatan kanggo sakola.
But when you serve Jesus, you enroll in the school of the Spirit.
Anging waktu sadayak ngalayanan Yesus sadayak bari sakola sareng roh.
And you can know the truth which sets you free.
Sadayak tiasa terang bebenaran anu ngabebaskeun sadayak.
Teach it to your inner man.
Ajar ka manusia batinia.
So that your soul is educated in the ways of God.
Jiwa sadayak dididik numutkeun.
And then you can have the kind of soul that prospers.
Lajana sadayak baris gaduh jiwa anu sejahtera.
And you can prosper in the way that your soul prospers.
Jika jiwa sadayak sejahtera sapertos jiwa sadayak sejahtera.
The second thing you need to teach your soul is when to be quiet.
Hal kadua anu sadayak ajarkeun ka jiwa sadayak nyaeta iraha waktuna cicing.
Teach your soul how to shut up.
Ajar jiwa sadayak kanggo cicing.
Psalm 62 verse 5.
Zabur pasal 62 ayat 5. Orang ningali dina Jabur 62 ayat 2.
We're looking at Psalm 62 verse 5.
Orang ningali.
It says, my soul wait silently for God alone, for my expectation is from Him.
Dicaroskeun kaula ngan gumantung ka Allah, pangharepan ditamplokeun ka mantena.
Many people have never taught their soul how to be silent.
Jalmi teu pernah ngawulangkeun ka jiwana kanggo cicing.
All sorts of voices are screaming out inside of them.
Rupi-rupi sora kaluar ti jiwana.
The voice of inferiority.
Sora guligasahan.
The voice of poverty or insecurity.
Sora kamiskinan atanapi teu aman.
The voice of fear.
Sora kasieun.
These things can scream out from the inner man.
Aya tiasa ngagorowo kaluar ti jiwana.
The prophet Jeremiah said, my soul makes a noise within me.
Nabi Jeremiah nyeros, jiwa abdi ngagorowo.
And there's many leaders in the church, and their soul is screaming out inside them.
Seerti sa beberapa mimpin di lebat gereja umpami aran jeneng ngagorowo di lebat hatena.
Perhaps outwardly they look like they have it all together.
Pertos di luar aran jeneng gaduh sakalana.
But on the inside there are voices that are raging.
Nanging dilebet seueur suara-suara nu aya.
And we need to learn how to take authority over those voices.
Urang perlu diajar kumaha nyandak otoritas ka suara-suara eta.
You may feel isolated and alone.
Pasikeun sareng nyalira panginten.
Perhaps it is hurt or bitterness or some other thing.
Panginten aya nu raheut atanapi kapahitan atanapi hal sanesna.
But you can teach your soul to be quiet.
Nah, ini sadarek tiasa ngamulang kanggo cicing.
Psalm 139 verse 14.
Jabur 138 ayat 14.
It says, bless the Lord, O my soul.
Disaurkeun berkahan Gusti, oh jiwa abdi.
It says that all that is within me will bless His holy name.
Anu aya di abdi baris muji namina nu suci.
So what was the psalmist saying here?
Dan naon anu saleresna kajantenan di dieu?
He was saying, soul, you are going to bless God.
Nyarios, jiwa abdi baris muji Gusti.
Everything that's in me is going to bless His holy name.
Kadayan anu aya di abdi baris muji Gusti.
Inferiority, you're going to bless God.
Hina kalemahan saderek baris muji Gusti.
Rejection, you're going to bless God.
Kudu ditolak baris muji Gusti.
Fear, you're going to bless God.
Hina kasieun baris muji Gusti.
Discouragement, you're going to bless God.
Hina putus asa baris muji Gusti.
Loneliness, you're going to bless God.
Hina tiisun baris muji Gusti.
Poverty, you're going to bless God.
Hina miskin baris muji Gusti.
Negative thinking, you're going to bless God.
Pikiran negatif baris muji Gusti.
Everything that's in me is going to bless His holy name.
Sagala nu aya di abdi baris muji namina anu kudus.
Everything that's in me is going to bless His holy name.
Kalau nu aya di abdi baris muji namina anu suci.
That's how you teach your soul to shut up.
Eta kumaha sadayak ngawulang sadayak kanggo cicing.
You don't let these other voices keep screaming.
Sadayak ulang ngantep suara-suara eta terus ngagerowo.
You teach them to be still and know that He is God.
Sadayak ngawulang aranjeuna kanggo tetep cicing sareng kanggo terang yen mantenna teh pangeran.
It doesn't matter what's happening around and about you.
Anu juga jantanan di sakuling sadayak sareng pakawis sadayak.
Maybe they're persecuting you right now.
Panginten suara-suara eta nyingsieunan saderek.
Perhaps there's forces trying to hold you back from fulfilling God's plan for your life.
Panginten aranjeun nyobinya maksa saderek kanggo maksa nahan saderek tiponan rencana Gusti tina.
Perhaps you don't know where you're going to receive the finance to feed your own family this week.
Panginten saderek terang di mana saderek baris nampi artos kanggo masian mamen keluarga saderek minggu ieu.
But it's not the voices around you that are going to hurt you.
Panginten suara-suara di sakitan saderek anu baris nganyenyiri saderek.
It's the voices that scream inside you.
Suara anu kaluar ti lebet hati saderek.
And they're the voices that we can tell to be quiet.
Aranjeuna teh suara-suara anu tiasa urang cariosan kanggo cicing.
Soul, you're gonna bless God.
Jiwa abdi anjeun baris muji Gusti.
Everything that's in me is gonna bless His holy name.
Aya dina abdi baris muji namina suci.
That's how you quiet those voices.
Sadayak kumaha sadayak ngantep suara-suara eta.
And that's how you build the kind of prosperous soul that will fulfill God's plan for your life.
Sareng eta kumaha saderek ngawangun jiwa anu sejahtera anu baris nyumpana rencana Gusti kanggo hirup saderek.
Amen.
Amin.
Amen. My soul shall wait silently.
Jiwa pribadi ngantesan sareng tenang.
My expectation is from Him.
Harapan abdi nya eta di mantena.
Where's your expectation from?
Di mana harapan saderek?
Is your expectation from your lack of education?
Nah, saderek, asal nanti kurang didikan saderek.
Or is your expectation from your lack of finance?
Andrapi harapan saderek asal nanti kurang na arto saderek.
Is your expectation from your lack of support?
Nah, harapan saderek ti kurang na dukungan.
Or is your expectation from Him?
Andrapi harapan saderek asal nanti anjena.
Because if we learn to wait silently for God alone and build our expectation on Him, we can still every voice that tries to rage on the inside.
Pamurang diajar kanggo ngantosan Gusti sareng tenang, ngawangun harapan urang ka anjeuna, urang tiasa menahan tiap sora anu usaha kanggo kaluar ti lebet.
The third thing you must do for your soul is make it accountable.
Hal katilu anu kedah saderek lakukeun kanggo jiwa saderek tiasa diandelkeun.
Many people are looking for an excuse for staying where they are.
Terjalmi milari alasan kanggo tetep cicing di mana aranjeuna aya.
They have a reason for not succeeding.
Aranjeuna kadua hiji alasan teu sukses.
Well, we don't have, you know, much affluence here.
Urang teu kadua saderek terang seueur kamakmuran dieu.
We don't have a lot of money.
Urang teu kadua seueur artos.
I don't have the leaders that I need to do what God's called me to do.
Urang teu kadua pamimpin anu abdi peryogikeun kanggo ngalakukeun naon anu Gusti parantos nyaur abdi kanggo ngalakukeun.
People are so busy working at nights that they can't come to the church.
Jalmi sibuk ngadamel peting dugi ka aranjeuna teu ka gareja.
We got the prince of the power of the air against us.
Urang kadua pangawasa-pangawasa di langit anu ngalawan urang.
If you're looking for excuses, you'll find one.
Pamisarek milari alasan bae senimukan alasan.
But the overcoming soul is an accountable soul.
Nang jiwa anu unggulnya eta jiwa anu tiasa diandelkeun.
So many people live like they're a victim.
Teuer jalmi hirup aranjeuna teh kurban.
In the whole chapter of Ezekiel chapter 18, it teaches about accountability.
Raya pasal Yehezkiel 18 ngajarkeun ngeunaan pertanggungjawaban.
It says there the father won't answer for the son, nor will the son answer for the father.
Dicaroskeun Rama moal ngajawab anakna atanapi sabalikna.
So many people use their background or their family as a reason to stay where they're at.
Dorjami ngagunakeun kasang tukang atanapi kulawargana janten alasan kanggo tetep cicing di mana ayeuna.
If you want to look for excuses, you'll find one.
Pamisa derek beres milari alasan saderek beres.
You can blame the denomination.
Biasa nyalahkan denominasi.
You can blame the church down the road.
Nyalahkan gereja.
You can blame your parents.
Nyalahkan sepuhna.
You can blame the government.
Nyalahkan pemerintah.
But you need to have a look at your own life.
Aing saderek proyogi ningal kahirupan saderek nyalira.
Because it's what's in your soul that determines your life.
Kumargi naon nu aya di jiwa saderek anu beres ngangtukeun hirup saderek.
We need to get God's word into our soul.
Urang perlu nyandak pangandika Gusti lebet ka jiwa urang.
So that it can impact our whole life.
Jika hal eta tiasa ngamangaruhan hirup saderek.
Many people want to be a victim.
Seueur jalmi hoyong jadi kurban.
Because then they've got a reason to fail.
Pikaran jeuna gaduh alasan kanggo gagal.
And people limp all the way through life.
Jalmi mopo sapanjang hirupna.
Because they're carrying the background they have.
Pikaran jeuna nyandak kasang tukang anu aranjeuna gaduh.
Well, they're carrying some other thing that holds them back.
Aranjeuna nyandak anu sanes anu nahan aranjeuna.
But if you want to build a prosperous soul,
hayang jiwa saderek hoyong ngawangun jiwa anu sejahtera.
Then you need to become accountable for your life.
Saderek proyoge anu diandelkeun kanggo kahirupan saderek.
It's no point if I'm a pastor, me getting angry with someone in the back row who's not praising and worshiping God.
Saya untung naung pamisa urang gembala janten amek ka saurang nu di barisan anu pengker anu teu muji sareng nyembah Gusti.
No point me getting upset because I feel like people aren't shouting encouragement when I'm teaching and preaching.
Untungna jiwa abdi janten kesel margi abdi ngaraos sapertos teu aya jalmi anu masian sumanget waktu sapi nuju ngawulang sareng khotbah.
Because if I start looking for excuses, I'll never do what God called me to do.
Margi jiwa abdi ngawita milari alasan-alasan abdi moal ngalakukeun naon.
So I'd be much better to look into my own heart.
Janten abdi baris ngaraos langkung sae kanggo ninggal.
And say, what as a leader can I do to encourage that person to praise and worship God more?
Ternyarios, naon salaku pamimpin tiasa lakukan kanggo masian sumanget kajalmi anu muji sareng nyembah Gusti.
What can I do as a leader to get people to be more encouraging as I teach the word?
Anu tiasa dilakukan salaku pamimpin kanggo ngadamel jalmi sumanget waktu sabdi ngawulang pangadika Gusti.
It's not a matter of looking inside yourself and getting condemned and introspective.
Biasanya masalah ningali dirinya lira sareng dituduh, dikritik, kunyalira.
But we do have to take accountability for our life.
Orang kedah janten tiasa dipercanten dina kehidupan orang.
God's given you all the resource you need to be who He's called you to be.
Gusti parantos masihan orang segala sumber anu orang peryogikan kanggo janten sapertos panyaur Gusti.
But we have to overcome the victim mentality.
Kumargi eta orang kedah nanggulangi mental kurban.
And stand up and be who He's called us to be.
Orang adek serta janten sapertos panyaur Gusti.
Fourth key to a prosperous heart is to get it anchored.
Kunci kaopat kanggo gaduh hati anu sejahtera nyaeta kanggo melak.
I'd like you to turn with me to Hebrews chapter 6.
Abdi ngajak kasadaya kanggo muka dina Ibrani pasal 6.
Ah, we serve a great God.
Urang layanan Gusti anu luar biasa.
If God be for us, who can be against us?
Bami Allah anu di hak urang saha anu beres ngalawan.
We're on the winning side.
Urang teh anu unggul.
Praise God.
Puji Gusti.
We have the greatest opportunity to be serving Jesus Christ.
Kurang ada kesempatan kanggo ngelayanan Yesus Kristus.
It's not a great big sacrifice serving God.
Itu luar biasa pengorbanan anu agung kanggo ngelayanan Gusti.
It's a wonderful privilege.
Itu hiji kehormatan anu luar biasa.
It's the greatest lifestyle of them all.
Itu gaya hirup anu agung.
Better one day in the courts of the Lord than 1,000 of any other lifestyle.
Bangun saya jantan panjaga pintu di bumi Gusti tibatan kaduh posisi di tempat sanes.
I'd rather be a doorkeeper in God's house than have a position of prominence somewhere else.
Langung saya di sadinten di payuning Gusti tibatan 1,000 dinten di tempat sanes.
Thank God for the opportunities you have.
Puji syukur ka Gusti kanggo kesempatan anu sadare kaduh.
The fourth key to a prosperous soul is to get it anchored.
Kunci kaopat kanggo jiwa anu sejahtera nyaeta jantan kapelak.
We're looking at Hebrews chapter 6 verse 19.
Orang ningali Ibrani pasal 6 ayat 18.
It says this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil.
Geun, ieu pangharepan teh janten jangkar anu pageuh tur aman nancep dina hirup urang, tur sanggup nembus teregan Ka'bah sawarga tepi ka kamar pangsucina.
What a wonderful promise.
Janji anu luar biasa.
You can enter into the presence of God.
Tarik tiasa lebet ka hadirat Gusti.
You can live according to all of His promise and purpose.
Tarik hirup salu sareng sadaya janji sareng tujuanna.
But you must get your soul anchored.
Ing sadaya kedah ngadamel jiwa sadaya nancep.
And we're told that this is the hope which anchors our soul.
Urang dipasian terangian ieu harepan anu aya dina jiwa urang.
The enemy deals in hopelessness.
Musuh sepakat dilebet ka aya harepan.
It's amazing how in a crisis the enemy can flood you with hopelessness.
Nangcupkeun kumaha dina krisis musuh tiasa ngalalepkeun sarek teu aya harepan.
But we have a hope to anchor our soul.
Nanging urang gaduh harepan anu nyantel ka urang.
The man can live a certain amount of time without food.
Saurang tiasa hirup dina jangka waktu tangtu teu aman.
He can live less time without water.
Anjeun tiasa hirup mualami ka aya tai.
But we were never built to live without hope.
Nang urang moal tiasa ngawangun kehidupan teu aya harepan.
And that's why the enemy would love to rob you of hope.
Eta kumaha musuh ngarampas harepan saderek.
He would love to discourage you about those plans and visions you have to serve Jesus.
Anjeunna resep kanggo ngarenggaskeun semangat saderek ngeunaan rencana sareng visi anu saderek gaduh.
But if you lose hope, your soul becomes unanchored.
Nang jiwa sadek kalangitan harapan jiwa sadek te nancep.
Your emotions come out of your soul.
Emosi sadek keluar ti jiwa sadek.
And if there's no hope, your emotions are up and down.
Paminta aya harapan emosi sadek naik turun.
You're excited one moment and depressed the next.
Sadek semangat sareng depresi hiji waktu.
You feel like a winner one day and you feel like you'd almost destroyed the next day.
Sadek ngaraos sapertos saurang anu unggul hiji dinten sadek ngaraos sapertos hampir ngancurkeun dinten salajengna.
Because of hopelessness in your soul.
Kumargi eta dongkap di lebet jiwa.
Your thinking comes out of your soul.
Imutan saderek keluar ti jiwa saderek.
So if you lose hope, then your thinking is going to be defeated.
Pami saderek kalengitan harapan, imutan saderek baris eleh.
Your decision making comes out of your soul.
Keputusan saderek keluar ti jiwa saderek.
So through hopelessness, the enemy will make you indecisive.
Dan tengawitan te ayah harapan musuh ngadamal saderek ragu.
That's why you get your soul anchored in what God says.
Dan saderek saderek nancapkan jiwa saderek karena naon anu Gusti saurkeun.
God's word is full of promises for you.
Mangadika Gusti pinuh sareng janji kanggo saderek.
It'll work in New York City.
Eta beres ngadamal di kota New York.
It'll work in the middle of China.
Eta beres ngadamal di tengah-tengah China.
It'll work in Vietnam.
Ngadamal di Vietnam.
In Romania.
Di Romania.
It'll work anywhere in Europe or any other part of the earth.
Eta beres ngadamal di mana bae di Eropa tanapi negara sanes di dunya.
In Russia or in the Ukraine.
Di Rusia tanapi Ukraina.
You get your soul anchored in the word of God.
Kadare ngaitkeun jiwa kana pangandika Gusti.
Build your hope in what God's word says.
Angon harapan kana naon anu Gusti saurkeun.
And out of that foundation you will build a prosperous soul.
Kawarti pondasi eta sareng baris ngawangun jiwa anu sejahtera.
And a prosperous soul can build a powerful church.
Jiwa anu sejahtera tiasa ngawangun gereja anu kawasa.
A prosperous soul will build a wonderful ministry.
Jiwa anu sejahtera baris ngawangun pelayanan anu luar biasa.
But if your soul loses hope,
nah, ngomong bisa dari kalengitan harapan.
Then you become unanchored.
Harapan baris nancep.
And the Bible says that he who wavers is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed.
Alkitab nyaris anjena anu asa-asa sepertos ombak di alung laut anu di alung boyongken ku angin.
So a prosperous soul is an anchored soul.
Enten jiwa anu sejahtera nyaita jiwa anu nancep.
And the fifth thing you can do for your soul is teach it how to boast.
Al kalima anu bisa saderek lakukeun kanggo jiwa sadereknya eta ngawulang kumaha kangge agul.
Let's look at Psalm 34 verse 2.
Nah, tingali Jabur 34 ayat 3.
Psalm 34 and verse 2, it says, my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad.
Jabur 34 ayat 3, saja muji sugri pada malan sinagat dengeku nuker di tengtengan malah hatena lipur.
Many people boast, but it's not in the Lord.
Terjalmi agul langing terdelebet Gusti.
So when the humble hear that, they're not glad.
Otosat, waktu jalmi anu rendah hati, ngadengeken aranjana malal resep.
Because that boast is coming out of insecurity.
Kumargi akul eta tekaluar ti teaman.
Some people are always boasting about their church or their ministry.
Sabeberapa jalmi akul kumargi garejana atanapi pelayanan aranjeuna.
They talk about how many people have raised from the dead or how many people have been healed.
Nyaris ngeunaan sabaraha seueur jalmi anu parantos digugahkeun tina maot atanapi parantos ditamangkeun.
Oh, how wonderfully God's using them.
Atanapi sabaraha luar biasa Gusti nganggo aranjeuna.
But it's not a boast the humble are glad to hear.
Nang eta sanes agul di mana jalmi rendah hati gembira ngadanguna.
Because it comes out of insecurity.
Margi eta kaluar ti nu teu aman.
But the boast that's in the Lord is a different kind of boast altogether.
Nang agul di lebet Gusti nyaeta hak anu benten sadayana.
It's a boast that knows how wonderful God is.
Ya agul di mana ngartos kumaha luar biasa na Gusti.
It's a boast whose confidence is in the Lord.
Ya goyo anu percantan di lebet Gusti.
And here the psalmist said, my soul shall make its boast in the Lord.
Sareng ngadangukeun anu pamazmur caroskeun saja muji sugri pada malana.
When I boast in the Lord, I don't have to feel like I'm nothing.
Atos abi agul di lebet Gusti, abi henteu pernah gaduh perasaan yen abi sanes saha.
Many people say, well, I'm nothing and think they're being spiritual.
Jalmi nyarios abi teu sanes saha sareng emutanana rohani.
I'm nothing, it's only God.
Abisane sasaha etangan Gusti.
It's not only God, God has chosen you.
Gusti parantos milih sadere.
And if you say you're nothing, you completely ignore what Jesus Christ has done for you.
Sederek nyari osian, sederek sana sasa, sederek lasuleres tepaduli sareng naon anu Yesus Kristus tos lakukan kanggo sederek.
Without Jesus Christ, you're nothing.
Dayak Yesus Kristus sederek sana sasa.
But you're not without Jesus Christ.
Sederek sana ayah Yesus Kristus.
So you're not nothing, you're something.
Sederek sederek sana sana naon.
You're not nobody, you're somebody. No matter how isolated you are, God knows you and He will bless you. And you can build a boast in who God is in your life. You can have a godly confidence and a godly strength. Because you are a child of God. And God will build into your heart the things that will build the life He's called you to.
Allah baris ngawangun di lebet hati anu baris ngawangun kehidupan anu janten panyaur Gusti.
If you have a prosperous heart, then it's educated in the ways of God.
Regado hati anu sejahtera eta didik di jalan Gusti.
If you have a prosperous heart, it will still every other voice that tries to scream out.
Regado hati anu sejahtera eta baris ngadamel cicing setiap sora anu usaha ngagorowok.
If you have a prosperous heart, it's anchored in this sure foundation. If you have a prosperous heart, you are accountable in life and not looking for excuses. And if you have a prosperous heart, you know how to magnify the Lord. You've taught your soul how to boast in God. And if I'm boasting about how wonderful God is, then it's very difficult at the same time for me to be feeling too bad about who I am and how bad my life is.
Pami abdi agul ngenaan kumaha luar biasa na Gusti, dina waktu nusami beris sesah kanggo gaduh perasaan kumaha awona kehidupan abdi.
To magnify the Lord is to enlarge God in your life.
Ngamulyakeun Gusti baris ngembangkeun Gusti dina kehidupan abdi.
And of course, if you're enlarging God in your life, He's becoming greater, it's becoming more of Him and less of you.
Ngembangkeun Gusti dilebet kehidupan saderek mantena janten langkung ageng sareng janten keun mantena langkung ageng saderek langkung alit.
That's why a boast in the Lord is a powerful boast.
Eta sabena agul dilebet Gusti nya eta agul anu kawasa.
Oh, a prosperous soul will build a prosperous life.
Oh, jiwa anu sejahtera baris ngawangun kehidupan anu sejahtera.
And God will build into you a prosperous soul.
Sareng Gusti baris ngawangun jiwa anu sejahtera.
Because He's called you to live a prosperous life. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His people.
Mantana gumbira kumargi kesejahteraan umat.
He takes pleasure in having created you.
Mantana gembira nyiptakan saderek.
It's the Father's good pleasure to place you in His kingdom.
Kita kagembiraan ama kanggo nempatkan saderek di kerajaan ana.
It gives Him pleasure to show you His will for your life.
Eta nyugakan mantana sarang nunjukkan kahoyong kanggo hirup saderek.
And the pleasure of the Lord will prosper in Christ's hand.
Kagembiraan pangeran baris laksana dina Kristus.
The Lord bless you. Amen.
Pangeran ngaberkahan. Amen.